And now for the rising interest in animal stories. A New Jersey bear, a Maryland buffalo, and a South African chimpanzee have all starred in recent TV news coverage. According to today's Unger Report, these animals are transforming television news into Animal Planet. Here's Brian Unger.
When a cockatiel escapes from its cage and dials 911 because its owner is choking on a potato chip, a piece of ham, or a Slim Jim, it always seems to make the TV news. Sometimes the cockatiel is a dog, maybe even a ferret, and sometimes the animal merely knocks the phone to the floor, into which the owner can shout, "I've fallen and I can't get up." But the story usually ends the same. A pet senses its owner in peril, and by some miraculous transference of danger, the animal dispatches paramedics to rescue its owner from certain death. We hear from the 911 operator, who got the pet's mysterious phone call. We hear from the owner, who's glad to be alive and always knew that his or her cockatiel was capable of greatness. And then we see the cockatiel, who seems to be saying, "I was just doing my job." And we usually say to ourselves, "Wow, that is some cockatiel." These kinds of amazing animal stories have long been a staple of local and cable TV news. In the TV news vernacular, they're called kickers, usually reserved for the final minute of a news broadcast, kind of like a rewarding dessert for having to endure 30 minutes of criminal mayhem and traffic accidents. There's a restorative quality to this kind of TV journalism. It affirms a belief that cockatiels and humans are all in this thing called life together, or that animals are smarter, even more human, than we give them credit for being. We certainly have faith that our action news anchors will end the broadcast on a high note, gently delivering us into the hands of Jay Leno and sleep. But when we wake up, kooky animals are on the Today Show and the local news at noon, then Anderson Cooper is serving it up at 5 on CNN. The animal kicker becomes the lead story, and we find ourselves unable to escape the spitting chimpanzee addicted to smoking or buffalo roaming on a tennis court. Which raises this journalistic conundrum. If, as happened last week, a bear gets stuck in a tree in Sayreville, New Jersey, and there's no one there to videotape it, is it news? Not necessarily, but it's newsworthy enough for CNN to comb its archive last week for other bear stories, like the one in Missoula videotaped falling onto a trampoline in 2003. 2 years later, that bear's still making news. Add confused elephants rampaging through a store in India, a poor wayward beluga whale trapped in the Delaware River, and those gay penguins at the Central Park Zoo. Are these animals trying to tell us a bigger story about encroachment on their natural habitats? Or are they no different than political hacks or reality show participants, willing to do almost anything for a moment in the spotlight? One thing is clear, and let me address the bears and the monkeys and the various other members of the wild kingdom. My furried friends, if you can hear me, there are anchor chairs to fill at CBS and ABC. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
If you have thoughts about the Unger Report or about anything else you've heard on this program, send us your comments in an email. Our address is dayToday@npr.org. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.